We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Satisfied with the ending of Game of Thrones?
No. I love the show, and it was a great 10 years, but... but no, I mean, you come down to the end and Tyrion says the person with the best story is Bran. Who, by the way, 3 episodes ago said he wasn't Bran Stark anymore. No, Jon had a better story. Dany had a better story. Arya had a better story. Sansa had a better story. Tyrion had a better story. Varys had a better story. Bronn, a lot better story. Jaime, better story. Cersei, probably better stories. Any Baratheon, better story.
So who should have been on the throne?
I mean, I think Dany should have been on the throne. Here's the thing, though. Here's my last theory about it. If Bran, the three-eyed raven, who's you know all about the health of the realm, let's think about what he did. He basically wanted the throne the whole time because he's the one that told the Starks, knowing that Sansa would tell Tyrion. Knowing that Tyrion would talk to Varys, knowing they'd scheme for Dany's death, knowing that would piss her off, which led her to be the Mad Queen. So he, the entire time, kind of set this whole thing up, and at the end he goes, oh yeah, I don't want to be king. Oh, but why did I travel all this way to be here? No. Look, I love the opportunity to be in the show, which most people probably don't think I was, but I was there. I love the show, but, you know, the writers were also doing Star Wars, so I think they might have been a little busy this last season.
That's Aaron Rodgers' lengthy take on Game of Thrones.
No idea what he just talked about.
Right, I know.
Not completely lost.
Yep.
So he's angry?
I mean, it didn't sound angry. He sounded like he had his
issues.
His criticisms.
Yeah.
That's, we're all totally
Everybody has an opinion.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Blues are in the Stanley Cup Final. Get your morning headlines. They beat the Sharks last night 5-1. Ryan O'Reilly had 3 assists. And St. Louis is in the final for the first time since 1970. And they said hockey couldn't work in Missouri. Game one is in Boston Monday night. The U.S. lost to Canada at the World Championships yesterday 3-0. Henceforth, Eichel was held scoreless. They will play Russia in the quarters tomorrow. Ottawa interviewed Patrick Waugh for the head coaching job. And there's a report Dave Tippett is the front runner in Edmonton. That might happen by this weekend.
Quick thought on that. You know, throughout the Sabres process along the way, Dave Tippett had said to at one point have been maybe a front runner, and I had told you the Sabres source had told me it's Tippett's if he wants it. Maybe he either A, indicated he didn't, or the Sabres very much could have said, you know what, actually, we'll go a different direction. We're changing our mind.
Right.
You know, you ever had a big decision where you thought you're going one way and you end up going the other?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, I mean, I did that with college. I thought I knew where I was going. I told everybody I knew where I was going.
Yeah, I was going to Michigan State, and then I changed.
Yeah?
Went to Buff State, oddly enough.
Yeah, so if there were sources reporting, would have been...
Michigan State.
Sources close to Howard Simon indicating it's Michigan State's to lose.
Right. I mean, come on, Magic Johnson had just won a national title. Why wouldn't I want to go there?
And then Buff State, scrappy
and
Buff State.
Came up and said, hey, man, we own the Sun Yak. And I'm like, I'm in.
Yep.
I'm in. Pfft, national title, Larry Bird. Pfft, who cares? Sun Yak, let's beat Potsdam. Woo!
The Potsdam
Bears.
Oh, okay.
That was the big rivalry. That was New England. The team that the school everybody hated was
clearly
Potsdam, just so you know. Sorry to throw you off the headlines.
The Aaron Rodgers audio did not play over the air, I'm being told. So sorry
about
that.
We'll get a fresher clip of it.
Tyler Croft, the broken foot, report is he's out 3 to 4 months. Cole Beasley and Mitch Morse, core muscle surgery a few weeks ago, and Ndamukong Suh will sign a 1-year deal with Tampa.
The Raptors beat Milwaukee, so the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, all even at 2. Stat of the day, just the second time all season the Bucks have lost back-to-back games. That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
So what else? Baseball, Yanks beat Baltimore. That's not impressive. The Jays beat Boston. The Mets beat Washington. The Bisons beat Rochester. So, hey, a winning night for baseball teams. Also, one other note, Matt Parrino just retweeted a comment from Field Yates from ESPN. The Bills, apparently, according to Field Yates, are one of a handful of teams that placed a waiver claim on former Jets tight end Jordan Leggett. Tampa Bay got him. They were higher in the waiver order priority. But notable that the Bills were placing a claim on a tight end because of the injury to Tyler Kroft. We'll talk a little bit more about this with Sal when he's with us an hour from now.
I wonder if they would have placed a claim anyway. They've been trying every...
seven tight ends on the
roster.
That's
what I mean. They're hoarding tight ends.
Yeah. Why?
To see who can give them the best of what they're looking for.
Because it's funny. You know, you look at it and think, I mean, how many tight ends are you keeping at the beginning of the season? You'd think, now he's injured. But you would have thought Tyler Kroft, he'll still be here anyway, I would think. Tyler Kroft, Lee Smith, Dawson Knox. Boom, done. Three. I mean, I don't know if you're keeping four tight ends. So it's weird. I'm not sure why they're bringing all these. They were bringing in so many tight ends when it sure looks like there's a clear-cut three. A triumvirate of tight ends that would make the roster. One thing to mention on the whole tight ends, again, the Bills did not give a recovery time for Tyler Kroft. It was suggested at 3 to 4 months by Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, so we shall see. Kyle Rudolph is still out there. There was a story this morning that suggested maybe the Patriots are talking to the Vikings about trading for Kyle Rudolph. The Vikings and Kyle Rudolph don't see eye to eye on contracts. I think he's got 1 year left, and it looks like the Vikings are willing to trade him, and supposedly New England's been talking to Minnesota about that. I will just throw that name out there as maybe that's an option, or maybe the Bills are just looking for another, again, a guy who's kind of cheap and come in and compete in camp. So we'll bring it up with Sal an hour from now. But the Kroft injury was the big blow from OTAs yesterday.
One other breaking headline. I'm bad at golf again.
And this you're not.
This is probably what Brooks Koepka felt like on Sunday. Brooks Koepka, four
nine.
Straight bogeys.
Yeah.
On his level, four straight bogeys is like forgetting how to play the game. To be that good and have four bogeys in a row. He had a quote that said he had no idea how long it had been since he had a bogey. Or, I'm sorry, so four straight.
Yeah.
When's the last time he had four straight bogeys? He probably thought, when I was 12.
Yeah.
And the idea that he could fall apart like that, and he got it back.
But isn't that golf? Like, here's a guy who is in command of the course. He led wire to wire, right?
Yes.
Like, in total command of the course. I saw an interview with him after round three. And, you know, it was, of course, there was the obligatory, so how confident are you going to win tomorrow? And, he, of course, he was leading by seven shots at the time. Very confident.
He should be.
Love the way I'm stroking the ball. You're going to go out and practice? No, I'm not going to practice. I'm going to get dinner, and I'm going home. I'm hitting the ball really well. And all of a sudden, on the back nine.
He forgot how to golf.
Right. Like, it's so you're not bad at golf again.
No.
You're at golf again.
It's true. It's
just
true.
Take out the bad part.
No, it's bad. Yes, I played yesterday.
What happened
it was
to Mr.
Terrible.
84?
He's dead.
He's dead?
It's gone.
Was it Mr. 104?
Close. It was really, really bad.
You got to stop saying this. This is why I'm never going to take this sport up because the story's like this.
It's honestly, it's a little bit like being a Mets fan. You're like, well, look at this. Look at this. We got something good. No. No, you don't. No, you're.
But wait, their offense is really good. Yeah. Nah, they're going to go lose, 9 of 10 or
right.
whatever.
The round I played
you're
yesterday.
Get swept by the Marlins.
The round I played yesterday was Cespedes violently breaking his ankle.
That's nice.
I violently broke my golf game yesterday. But anyway.
And then you'll go out today and you can shoot.
No.
88.
No. It's just, it's such a funny game. I was thinking about it while it was happening, thinking about it on like the major sports. Whatever, hockey, basketball, it would be like watching Kawhi Leonard drop a triple-double in Game 3 and then in Game 4 not know how to dribble a basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just the swings that it can take you through. It's incredible.
It would be watching Messrs. DeGrom and Syndergaard, which they've been doing, have like a five. Syndergaard's got like a 5 ERA, and you're going, huh? What'd you forget how to throw a baseball?
Right.
Like, why? But it's, that's golf. That's why I think this sport more than anything else. When you think you've got it, right, it knocks you down to the ground.
It turns you into Chuck Knobloch.
Yeah.
Or Mackie Sasser.
Yeah, you get the yips.
Rick Ankiel, was he
Steve
another one?
Steve Blass, Rick Ankiel.
Right, all of a sudden you're just like, I can't swing a club.
What do you mean I can't throw the ball from second to first base? How the hell did that happen? So, but then don't you think, like you've had, have you never had this happen where?
Oh, of course.
And then the next time you go out, you have a really good day.
Well, I don't know about that.
This is where you tell me why golf always brings you back.
That is very
you
true.
You hit that shot, you have that hole. That series of holes that day, and you're like, it's back. That's why I love this sport. I can't. That's why golf makes me crazier than anything. I will never take this sport up full time. Never. It's too frustrating.
It can be.
You
why,
can't
why
conquer
is it,
it.
When a hockey team gets eliminated, we say, have fun golfing. That seems like
that's
sometimes
not, yeah, right.
you're playing poorly. It's a punishment.
Yeah. I mean, when Andrew Peters did that to the Leafs, nobody mentioned he missed the putt. You know, I mean, it's just, it's, I think it's a, I think it's the sport that tortures people more than anything else in terms of participation. I really, I know. I don't understand why people like you golf as much as you do. It would drive me absolutely stressed out crazy.
Well, the big part of it is, yesterday at least, being outside. We've actually had a nice couple of days.
I guess there's the benefit. It's fresh air.
Can we take a moment to say, it's nice out. It's going to be nice today.
Good.
Thursday looks like it might be nasty, but...
Yeah, maybe some rain, right?
Other than that, we're looking good. Everything.
Good weekend, I think.
Yeah,
right? 70s. Good weekend for the holiday.
And after weeks and weeks of miserable rain, it's actually looking like it's going to be nice for a couple days. So why play? To get outside. To be outside and walk around.
Take up badminton. Tennis? Handball?
Where do you think these things all happen?
I don't know. Delaware Park.
Is there a handball court locally?
There has to be handball courts. Was it gone in like the 1970s? Like handball was big.
Was it really?
We had a handball court at the park in our community.
Court?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a tennis court. There were baseball fields, and right next to the tennis court, handball. It was paddleball or handball. You could play either one, paddleball or handball, and then basketball courts on the other side of the handball courts. That's not a thing anymore? There has to be.
I don't know. If there is a handball court locally, somebody shout it out where it might be.
I don't know. Maybe the sport died.
You get basketball. You'll get, of course, a lot of basketball courts. There's also squash. Right? You can find a squash court occasionally.
Okay. We played handball in high school.
Yeah?
Say I don't feel old now. We played
once or twice. I mean, I've played it before. It's a very strange game.
Yeah. Don't ask me to recall anything about the game or the rules. But I remember playing it. Like I said, paddleball. Do you guys play paddleball? No. Okay.
Maybe?
It's kind of a ping pong racket, but bigger, a little bit bigger. Yeah, we played paddleball.
All those paddle and racket-based sports, it feels like they're making up a new one every time you went to gym class. Oh, this time we're going to play squash. All right, what's that? Racquetball, squash.
Yeah. Never played squash.
No? I don't remember anything about squash.
Take up badminton. Less stressful.
The thing we played most when I was in high school or middle school was wall ball. You ever play wall ball?
I'm going to guess it's paddleball. It's handball, but with a bigger ball?
No, I don't think it's a real sport. And I think it's just a thing that we invented. I'm not trying to say we invented, but how did...
There's a ball and a wall involved.
Indeed. A tennis ball and a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And you'd all line up against the wall. This probably has a name, and it's probably played everywhere.
You throw the ball, and either you catch it. If the kid catches it, you're out. If the kid gets hit and drops it, they're out.
I want to say that some people call it butts up because you put your butt up against the wall when you drop it or something like that.
We would have played. I don't know what the name was. It's dodgeball, but with tennis. A tennis ball, kind of.
Yeah.
I think, right? So, either you catch it or you get hit and you're out. I don't know what the name of it was. I feel like that is something we would have played in the schoolyard growing up.
Had fun playing that.
Yeah. Badminton's the way to go, man. Little birdie, fresh air. You still get fresh air. You don't have to run around, you have short distance running. And, it's kind of easy to hit the birdie. So do that instead of golf.
How about pickleball?
Yep, did that.
What's that?
Running the bases.
That's
pickleball? Man in the middle, whatever. Your person in the middle. Pickle in the middle. Pickleball.
We call it hot box, maybe something like that, too.
Yeah, where you got two people on either sides throwing the ball back and forth, and you're running back and forth without getting tagged or hit or however you would have played it. I think we said man in the middle, something like that. I forget. Same concept. It's probably what they were playing in the 1890s before they actually had video games, actual sports.
Playing outside. That's not pickleball, according to the texter. I don't know what pickleball is.
Yeah, you're caught in a pickle. Rundown. It's like a rundown. Two guys throwing the ball back and forth, and you're stuck in the middle, and you got to try and get to a base.
That's not pickleball.
Well, what the heck is it?
Pickleball is it's a paddle sport. It kind of looks like tennis.
Oh, we called that pickleball. Okay, go ahead.
It's a paddle sport, badminton, tennis, and table tennis, 2 to 4 players. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, there's a lot going on in pickleball.
No kidding.
Tennis on a smaller court.
Wow, I had no idea that. I've never played pickleball then. Okay.
Anyway, I digress.
Yeah,
I don't know what we were talking about before.
Bills tight ends.
I was complaining about golf.
I'm not sure how we went. We went from Tyler Croft and Kyle Rudolph into pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bills tight ends.
Do you want Kyle Rudolph?
Sure.
Really?
Why not? I don't know. I guess it would depend on what I got to give up for him. He's under contract. You'd have to trade for him.
They probably don't want too much because they don't want to sign him to what he's going
to
get.
It would appear to be, yes, that the sides, I don't know if impasse is too strong a word, but it appears that they can't reach an agreement on a future contract, which is why the Vikings have apparently been taking calls from around the league. As I said, today the one story I saw this morning was that the Patriots might be calling to get him as a replacement for Rob Gronkowski. So I guess tell me what the price is. I like Rudolph. He's a good tight end. It is only a one-year contract.
His cap hit is 7.6. The Bills have plenty of room for it.
The reason why I like him, quite honestly, the tight end position is a vast open space right now. Like I have no idea where they're going to get. As much as we sit here and talk about the offensive line was a massive overhaul, you can look at it and go, boy, Morse was a good signing. I think he's going to be a good center. There might be some other players you feel good about on the line. Tight end, I have no idea. The one guy you was the veteran pickup, Tyler Croft, is now out with a broken foot. That position could be a barren wasteland in terms of production in this passing game. So I thought about Kyle Rudolph, and that's why I wanted Hockenson, because I'd like to get some production out of that position. You're not getting it from Lee Smith. Tyler Croft is probably now, where are we, late May, June, July, August. Tyler Croft is probably going to miss all of the preseason, might not be ready for the regular season, which leaves you Dawson Knox and four other guys.
But is this an Antonio Brown scenario on a much smaller scale, where it's you trade for him, you have to sign him?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure Rudolph's camp is thinking. He's trying to get a new contract.
Right, he's a UFA. He's on the books for 7.6 or whatever this year. So, and he's 29 years old. So if the Bills were to trade for Kyle Rudolph and say, all right, boom, there we go, a pass-catching tight end.
Right.
Does he hold out until he gets signed for 2-3 years? And are the Bills the team that should make that move?
Yeah. Well, I guess first you could make, I assume you'd be trading a draft pick. You can make it conditional based on does he show up, based on does he re-sign, right? You know, maybe it's a certain round pick, and if Rudolph is here and you sign him to a contract extension, you bump it up a round or two. So I'd look into it, see what Minnesota wants. Again, they have cap space. If you were worried about cap space, you could cut LeSean McCoy today and save millions of dollars in cap space to use on Kyle Rudolph.
This guy, Rudolph, I have him in Dynasty. He only had four touchdowns last year.
Well, there's why you want to get him.
How many targets did he have last year?
It's Kyle Rudolph. Boy, in that offense with Thielen and Diggs. 65.
82.
Okay. I didn't think he'd have too many because of the receivers.
In 2016, this is like jump out at me. In 2016, so 3 years ago, he had 132 targets.
Wow, that's a massive number for a tight end.
In 2012, he had 93. He has had six or seven seasons of 70-plus targets. Mm. When's the last time the Bills targeted a tight end?
130 times?
Not just 100. How about 70 times?
They don't target the whole position 130 times in a year.
73, 132 in the last two seasons, 81 and 82 targets.
Mm-hmm.
That is five targets to the tight end per game.
Right.
If the Bills are going to be throwing to the tight end a lot, you know, I Rudolph is 29. Is he going to break down? Is he the right kind of fit for them? Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly the type of guy they want. But Bean likes to trade, right, and likes to trade his third and fourth round picks for pieces along the way.
But you hit on now, you did also bring up one of the interesting discussions here. What is the role of the tight end in this offense? Excuse me. How much are they throwing to that guy? I don't know. Maybe
Now,
Lee Smith comes in a blocker.
Right. Lee Smith's career high in catches was 8.
Yeah. I mean, right now the tight end is maybe more of a blocker in this offense than a pass catcher, because you have, in theory, Foster, Jones, Brown, Beasley, McCoy, whoever else out of the backfield. So it's a fair question. You know, it might not be as much as I consider and tell you, hey, Rudolph will give you a legit weapon at tight end. Maybe the Bills don't see the tight end factoring that much in their pass. I don't know. Maybe, honestly, I would go at him because I think, again, I'm trying to make Josh Allen better. This guy makes Josh Allen better.
In 4 years with the Bills, Lee Smith had 25 targets. Here's Kyle Rudolph getting 70 a year. I don't know if he's fast enough, if he's good enough. I've got a texter saying, you know, another slow old tight end. Now, this is another thing with Bill's standards. By Bill's standards, Kyle Rudolph is a Hall of Famer. The numbers he has put up.
Right.
But I don't know that the Bills are going to be a team that wants to trade for him and extend a couple years, especially when you just signed Tyler Croft to be that kind of player.
Yeah, but that's like I said, what have I always told you? I don't care about anything anymore. I just want to win. To me, I thought about that. It's the same, as I said, it's the same thing with Hockenson. The whole offseason theme has been what? Let's help out Josh Allen. You know, let's give the quarterback in year number two as many weapons. And we can sit here and talk about you know, I think Allen will be more effective with a guy like Cole Beasley on the field. You've got a reliable target who can be in the slot. You got a guy who, you know, they're talking about, he runs extremely precise routes. He's got a fantastic pair of hands. He has no fear going over the middle, is not worried about his body, will make the tough catch for you. So, I mean, Josh Allen is better with a guy like that on the roster. I just look at the tight end position. I say, hey, you did a nice job upgrading wide receivers. But I look at the tight end position and say, who's producing anything out of that group? You know, I don't even know if, does Dawson Knox even play this season? You know, who knows? And, it, you know, what's up with Croft? If he's out 3 to 4 months, he's not getting back June, July, August until September. Now he will have missed all the OTAs and the minicamp and all of training camp and the preseason and get back in September. I'm not sure how effective he's going to be when he gets back because of all that time missed. So I just look at that position as it is. It's just an incredible unknown. If I could get a proven tight end there, even under a one-year circumstance, I would think that'd be fantastic for Josh Allen. Because look, they got to go 10-6. I stuck my neck out for them. I need more production on offense to get to 10 wins. They don't go 10-6. I'm screwed.
Here's a fun game to play. Do you want Kyle Rudolph?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Now, I just want to tell you.
What have I got to do to get you in this car?
I want to tell you something else. It's been reported multiple places the Patriots have reached out to the Vikings about mm-hmm. Kyle Rudolph.
Yep.
Now, do you want Kyle Rudolph?
Yeah.
Well, you went from sure to yes.
Yeah.
No,
screw the Patriots.
Well, no, there's always that fun thing of, I don't know if I want that guy. How good is he? The Patriots want him.
Oh, right,
he's probably pretty good.
But that didn't factor into my thinking.
No, you want.
We talked about Kyle Rudolph a couple weeks ago.
Right, right. You want him either way. I'm saying
I wouldn't mind not having him go to New England.
For the skeptics, for someone who.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a natural process that kind of happens for. Oh, they do want him.
This would be like rumor the Bills are in for a player maybe you never heard of, and all of a sudden New England wants him. Go get that guy.
Right, exactly.
Belichick's a genius. No, I just think it's a position where you need a major upgrade.
Another, I think, a great example of this with the Patriots. You know, we know they're successful. We mock the Patriot way. Is Rosen? You know, Rosen was a trade target. The Dolphins get him. Yeah. The Patriots are reportedly also interested. And I would hear a little bit of, if he goes to the Patriots, that's bad. I don't know. I'm not really afraid of Josh Rosen. He might turn into something. But the fact that he goes to the Dolphins,
you don't worry about it as much.
Right? Oh, my God, no. He went to a team that's tanking instead of being groomed by Tom Brady.
It's almost like the quarterbacks in the draft. The last couple of years, right, there's been rumors about New England's going to take somebody. They got to get somebody in to groom and all that. And you would talk about, yeah, I don't like these quarterbacks. And all of a sudden, if, like, New England popped in at 32 and took one of these guys, like New England would have. New England at 32 last year took Mason Rudolph. Everybody went like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, no,
he ends up going so late in the draft, but New England took him. Oh, my God, Mason Rudolph, what a stroke of genius.
Then
they must know what they're doing.
Then there's no one ever takes a running back in the first round anymore. Patriots took one. Well, you know, it's a cagey move.
Yeah.
I like it.
And by the way, he turns out to be a really good
player.
He is
pretty good. And then there's, you know what the Patriots never do? They never take receiver in the first round.
Yeah,
that's why they're smart. They never take
a
receiver. Are they taking Kill Harry? You know what?
That's funny. That was the stat.
It's a heck of a move.
I remember them talking that on NFL Network. I remember that show that day when they said, Bill Belichick has not done this. He doesn't take a wide receiver.
And you have people that'll say that's why they're good. They don't waste it on those glamour positions.
But then all of a sudden, if you're going to, you can't have it both ways. That's the frustration with New England. If you're going to give the guy credit and say, this is why New England is who they are, they don't go for the sexy first round pick and take a receiver. They wouldn't trade up to take Sammy Watkins. We would. But they go with the linebackers. They go with the offensive line. They go with the defensive line. They go with the positions where you build your football team. That's why they're different. And then when they take N'Keal Harry, you can't praise them and say, those New England Patriots just laying in the woods, waiting to jump, and they got a guy for Tom Brady who's going to be and he might be fantastic for Tom Brady. So it's the New England narrative that's frustrating. But, the Rudolph thing for me, yeah, you and I talked about him a couple of weeks ago. I just thought it was a good idea because you aren't committed long-term to a contract. It is only 1 year at this point, and he would certainly be an upgrade over what you have, and he would really help out Josh Allen.
I'm not falling for the Patriot thing, but I just do think it's funny. Kyle Rudolph. Well, Patriots want him. Beasley was like that, right? Weren't the Patriots interested in Cole Beasley?
Yeah. I don't know if he actually got an offer, but they were talking to him.
It's just like being at your fantasy draft and you announce, I'll take so-and-so and the guy who's picking next. Ah, I wanted that guy.
Yeah.
You instantly feel better.
makes you justify your pick. Yeah.
You stole them right out from under somebody.
The Patriots want them. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. We owe you a code word. So let's do that. Speaking of Kyle Rudolph, how about that? This worked out really nice. The code word is trade. So text T-R-A-D-E to 72881. You have until 8 o'clock to do so. Please remember that message and data rates may apply when you text it in. Trade, T-R-A-D-E, 72881. That's your code word. If you win, you get $1,000 in our National Win Cash Contest. We will have additional code words coming up today at 8:25 and 9:25. Today is Wednesday, last time I checked. So how about this, too? Text the code word and then tweet us. We want to give you something today. We want to make sure you have a shot at winning a $25 gift certificate to Jim's Steakhouse. It's Hoagie Hump Day. This is what we do on Hoagie Hump Day. Wednesday, it's Hoagie Hump Day. We celebrate. We give away a gift card. All you need to do is tweet at WGR550. And when you do, use the hashtag Hoagie Hump Day. It is that simple. If you win, $25 gift card to Jim's Steakhouse is coming your way.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Being in the same system for a year, having the verbiage down, having the same terminology, you know, having the rapport that I do with Coach Dable, it's been a huge help. I'm just going in, knowing what types of plays and concepts that I like. Dabes knows those. And then we kind of have a feel of what our receivers can and can't run, what they're really good at. So going out there and finding out what the new guys can do and seeing some what the younger tight ends can do, it's a complete 180 feeling from last year to this year. Obviously, having that year of experience under my belt now and being around the guys in the locker room and having such good relationships in here, and then going out in the practice field and being able to talk a little bit to the defense and them talk to us back. But, you know, at the same time, we're just trying to make each other better, trying to win football games for the Bills.
Josh Allen, speaking at OTAs yesterday. Beautiful day to practice and throw footballs. Reports are Allen looked great.
You know who else reportedly looked great in OTAs?
Nathan Peterman.
Go get him, Nate, baby! He was dropping dimes, I believe is how it was tweeted.
Actually,
huh?
I don't want you to misquote it. He was slinging dimes.
Slinging dimes.
That's Matt Schneidman's.
Yeah!
He is a Oakland Raiders beat writer for the San Jose Mercury News.
Look out, Derek Carr.
And said that Nathan Peterman, slinging dimes.
What's that I see over my shoulder, Derek?
Honest?
It's slinging Nate Peterman!
Two-part question.
Slinging,
one.
Nate, slinging dimes.
Will you ever use the term slinging dimes?
Never. Okay. Never. I never even used dropping dimes. Wasn't that like a Trent Dilfer thing? Wasn't that his segment?
Same thing.
Dropping dimes.
You're dropping dimes. All right.
Slinging dimes.
Second part of the question.
By the way, what is the...
What's the genesis of,
yeah,
of dimes?
Yeah, slinging dimes.
Why is a dime an assist?
Why is a perfect pass considered a dime?
A dime.
Sorry, don't forget. I always take you off track of things. That's my fault. My mind works in weird ways.
Yeah. I mean, a dime is an assist in basketball. I'm looking for the genesis of
so
this.
So slinging dimes because you're assisting a receiver in making the catch.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me see if I can find the how this came about. I don't want to just blatantly guess. I have a guess. All right. According to this...
We got to bring back Justin.
There are a variety of theories. The most common assumption is that it came from earlier times when payphones were available.
Oh, they were a dime. Okay.
It cost a dime to make a phone call. Yeah, does anyone have a dime? In this sense, dropping a dime was giving someone a dime, was assisting you in making a phone call.
And you are connecting with somebody by putting, okay, I guess, fine. Do you know there were payphones once?
Yes. Another popular theory is that it means it's a 10 out of 10. It's a perfect 10. I've got two or three texts on that.
Okay, I like the payphone one. That makes sense to me. Dropping a dime, connect.
Yeah, that makes, to me, I like that genesis better than it means it's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. That's a perfect 10. It's just dime.
I had a different theory that I'm not going to give.
I got a quick question before I get your headlines real quick. And Brayton.
Wait, you got me off track. I had something else I wanted to get to there.
Don't forget, but just real quick. Brayton, did you ever use a payphone?
Actually, I have, yes.
Okay, I was just curious. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, more saying a dime is 10 cents, it means you're throwing tens. I like the payphone one better. Anyway, does that tweet about Nathan Peterman slinging dimes mean everything from OTAs is worthless?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, OTAs. Like, no offense to Sal and all the guys out there watching. And Sal's going to come on and we're going to ask him, hey, what'd you see? Who looked good? What guys were catching the ball? But, you know... I mean, Nate Peterman is slinging dimes. Like, it really matters. Of course he's... It's OTA. You're still... It's non-contact. There's no tackling. By the way, was Nate throwing against air when he was slinging dimes? Was anybody covering a receiver?
I don't think it was underwater, so... Yeah, I mean,
no, but you know, the drills where it's just him throwing to a wide receiver. Maybe there's not even a DB covering the guy. So, slinging dimes. I'd like to further explore this.
More texts are coming in about the dimes. I think a dime is meant two things, and for a lot of people, it kind of drifted. One meant the other. Something being referred to as a dime, that's 10 out of 10, right? You could say, I mean, it's something that might have been said about, like, check out that woman. That's a dime.
She's a 10.
Right, a 10. Like,
they named a movie after the word 10.
I don't want to say that. Whatever, who cares?
I don't know, I just don't use the term.
Nathan Peterman slinging dimes. I don't have to argue about what it means. I know that a dime meant a 10, but I thought there was a more cool way other than saying he's dropping dimes as he's dropping tens.
Yeah, I don't. By the way, I guess I now have to watch Raiders preseason football games on NFL Network just to see Nathan Peterman play, just to see if he's slinging dimes back in August. 803-0550 to join us, 888-552-550. Yeah, I'm getting like tweets about dimes and tens.
This is great. Larry writes in, I always thought dropping dimes meant putting the ball in a tiny little spot the size of a dime. And another one here.
Or dropping it into a tight window. Dropping dimes is right, isn't it? Wasn't Dilfer's segment about perfect throws that went into tight windows?
I'm so uncomfortable with how old we sound right now.
Well, I am old. I don't know about you. You got issues.
I feel like I've been drawn into a trap.
I am legitimately old. I don't have to feel uncomfortable about it.
I feel awful.
Shall I wave my AARP card in your face?
What can I do right now to be younger?
That's why I chose to stay out of this conversation.
I mean, I'm just reading texts. I thought I had something to do, like slang for drug deals. There you go. Now I'm younger again. That's what I thought it was.
Drug deals?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was something like that.
Here, you want this? This will make you feel young.
You got an AARP card.
Yeah, you want it? I can get you a discount on some food, probably.
Do you want to know what? I thought it was about a dime bag. Like, here.
Oh, did you?
I did. That's what I thought it was. I didn't know.
I honestly didn't know what the reference was. That's why I asked you to look up into the first place.
I thought,
honestly, to the guy who texted you about dropping it into a size... I always thought dropping dimes was a perfect throw into a tight window, into a small space, a covered receiver. Like, I mean, look at this. This guy just dropped a dime. I mean, I thought it was a tight spiral, perfectly thrown, small window, boom, dropped a dime. So that's what I always thought it was.
Then there's cutting on a dime.
There's something called a dime bag? Is that where they have a bag of dimes in there? Like,
yes,
coins?
That is exactly what it is.
Wow, that's cool. I got to get me one of them.
You ever go down this rabbit hole about phrases and wondering what they mean or where they came from?
Yes, we had a segment called Just Guessing on this show.
We did do that
once. We need
to
bring it back every now and then.
Did we ever do the whole nine yards and what that means? That's one of my favorites.
The whole nine yards?
The whole nine yards.
Can you use it in a sentence? I don't think I've ever used the whole 9 yards.
You're explaining something, and then at the end, you kind of just close it out with just saying, and the whole 9 yards.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever used that. It's not going the whole nine. No.
It means all of it, the full measure. So he went the whole 9 yards. That's what it means.
Got it.
What does it come from? There's some thought that it comes from a World War II aircraft because the bullets, there were 9 yards of bullets.
Okay.
So you would empty and go the whole 9 yards.
The things you learn on this show.
There's a lot of different theories. There was a phrase called the whole 6 yards in the 1910s.
Yes, that I remember.
Of course you do.
I used to use that to close out my letters to friends. Chris tweeted in, he thinks that dropping a dime is like stopping on a dime. Tight window, accurate, clean. Like stopping on a dime, like you stop short. I just thought dropping a dime was tight window. I just like making you feel old, actually. I think this is really funny.
I've never been more embarrassed.
It is so funny to watch. Awful. It's a glimpse for me into your future.
Awful.
This is so cool. Like if I come back here in 20 years, I come up from Florida where I'm shuffleboarding, and I come and see you in 20 years and you're me.
You know what?
I just saw a glimpse of it.
Here's my revenge. Tyler Croft hurt. Howard picks the Bills right now.
No!
Revenge.
No,
do
no,
it.
No, no,
do
no,
it.
No, no, no,
do it.
No, no, you can't. No,
you did
no.
this to me.
Don't you put your
this
finger
is,
on
this
that
is
computer.
What happens. No. Tyler Croft's hurt.
No, you
this
cannot.
This is legit.
I object. No freaking way.
A tradition unlike any other.
Yeah, gotcha.
Can't we do this tomorrow?
Now I feel better.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills.
Yeah.
And this is going to be different this
time.
All right.
Silence in Baltimore. Panamanium in Buffalo.
Listen.
Why would any pick I make be right?
All about that process, right?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
And Mike McCagnon's fired. There's been a lot going on.
Can I just say one thing?
And the Ndamukong Suh, who'd he sign with?
Tampa.
They don't play Tampa, whatever. But who cares? This show is at its best when you're uncomfortable. Not me.
I'm uncomfortable all the time on this show. Can I just say, in the previous segment, so you're going to have me pick the Bills because Tyler Croft is injured.
Yeah.
In the previous segment, you pointed out you're not even sure how much they're going to throw to the tight end. So the position they might not throw to has one guy who's hurt, and we're going to change, and we're going to do pick the Bills because of that.
And Jerry Hughes extension. He's no longer in a contract year, so he's more comfortable in who he is. Bills at Jets.
You're just a vengeful, mean-spirited person.
You haven't
person.
Done this in a while, and I...
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember how I got to 10. All right, so you want me to seriously think about this? Tyler Croft not being ready for opening week?
I mean, you can...
Is this what you're really going with?
Let me go through the rest of the teams.
Clearly, what else happened to opponents? Right.
Here's what happened to opponents. The Bengals moved Cordy Glenn to left guard.
Okay.
The Patriots extended Julian Edelman.
For two more years,
yeah,
right?
The Titans didn't do anything. The Dolphins signed Matt Darr, former Bills punter. The Redskins lost Reuben Foster.
Oh my God.
For the year.
Yes, they did.
Philadelphia, did they do anything?
No, I don't
Carson Wentz
so.
Is healthy again. He was a full participant yesterday.
The Browns, Beckham's not been at OTAs. Dolphins traded for Rosen. Did we do it since that? I don't know. Denver lost Chad Kelly. Didn't have him. He went to the Colts. Cowboys, Ravens, Steelers, Patriots. All right, there we go. Let's just do it quickly.
You're killing me. What are we doing? Who's
Bills
the opener?
At
the
Jets
loss. I hate this job.
At the Giants.
Stop laughing, Brayton. You're part of the problem. At the Giants win.
Eric Wood was talking about that with Mike Shope and the Bulldog. Congratulations to Eric Wood joining John Murphy on the broadcast.
And on our pregame shows, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the roundtable.
Talked about those two wins. Like, if you could get those two and come home 2-0, pretty big. But not in this world. They're 1-1, home for the Bengals.
Well, Cordy Glenn dropping to guard
big
changes up the whole scheme in that game.
Jonah Williams on the left tackle.
That's right.
Which means it's a pretty good pick if he's already moving to that spot.
If you're Leslie Frazier, you're completely rethinking your approach because you're Cordy Glenn moving.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a win.
Win. Home Patriots.
With Kyle Rudolph or without Kyle Rudolph?
Well, you know what? When they trade for him, you're going to pick him again.
Well, here's the problem.
I hope it happens in 20 minutes.
Rudolph comes in. He doesn't get the Patriot way. He's a cancer in the room. He drags down the team, and the Bills beat New England. No, I'll take a loss. I just thought I'd try and throw something in there, something different.
At the Titans.
I don't know about this game. I think I made it a win. Let me think. How do I feel about the Titans today? Sure, why not? Make it a win. I don't know. Let me flip a dime and see what happens.
No more dime talk.
No more dime?
Ever.
Okay.
Dolphins, home Dolphins.
Well, win for sure, right? Yeah, sure. No way. Not losing to the Dolphins at home.
Home Eagles.
Loss.
We sit at 4-3.
They lose to the Dolphins at home. You're quitting.
Home Washington, no Reuben Foster.
Big. Well, clearly, their defense doesn't recover from the loss of a linebacker like Reuben Foster. So, sure, I'll take a win.
Win. 5-3. At Cleveland.
All right, is it possible the Browns are in disarray because Odell didn't show up for OTAs?
It's possible. I wouldn't say it's likely.
Then I'll take a loss.
We do have a texter that predicts Baker Mayfield's going to fall off the face of the earth and be terrible this year and will flame out of the NFL.
Who's their backup?
Ugh.
It's not Tyrod. So, anyway, I'll take a loss.
Loss.
It's five, not Cody Kessler.
5-4. At the Dolphins.
Win.
Home Denver. Well, if they're 6-4, this one's going to feel big.
Home Denver.
You want this one before going to Dallas.
Yeah, they should beat Denver. I have been maybe down too much on Denver in recent years, but I think they should still beat them, so I'll take a win there.
Win.
Yeah, they should beat Denver.
Thanksgiving at Dallas.
Yeah, it's a rough one, but the turkey will taste good.
Loss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pass me some more pie.
I'm starting to get excited about the Thanksgiving game, but every once in a while it pops in my head, and I'm happy it's happening.
Are you? Yeah.
Home Baltimore.
Mm.
7-5.
That could be a fantastic game.
I was going to say, right now, would you take being 7-5, opening the December home schedule against
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Absolutely. Freaking lootly.
It would be like December games that matter.
But that's what I'm saying. That game against Baltimore, I know you talked about the last game against the Jets feeling like a playoff game. That game against Baltimore, it would have huge implications in the playoff race. I'll take a win.
Win. I like the win there. At the Steelers.
Yeah, I'll take a loss.
Loss. Yeah. At the Patriots.
Ben Roethlisberger is going to be a better teammate this year, so of course they're going to lose to the Steelers. Whatever.
And then home Jets sitting at 8-7.
Oh, I'll take a win.
Win.
Oh, they got worse.
9-7.
That's because you put me in a bad mood.
Tyler Croft cost them a win.
It cost me a win.
Look at that. And he's probably going to be back by the start of the season or close. No?
Well, if it's 3 to 4 months.
It's
late
May.
June, late July, late August is
June,
3 months.
July, August. Yeah, so he's back. September 22nd.
But with no preseason, no training camp, I'm not sure. That's 3 months if that recovery period is correct.
Well, thank you for doing
that. Well, they got worse.
We had to do something after all that.
That's your fault.
Sounding like the oldest people alive.
Again, you would be the problem. I am the oldest people alive. 803-0550 to join us. Sal is coming up top of the hour, and we'll talk more about OTAs, Tyler Croft's injury, and everything Bills related. That's headed up in about, we're late. So let's say 15 minutes on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Feel better now?
I do feel better. I've been spending the break looking up the whole nine yards and how many different origins there are of the whole nine yards.
There's so many phrases that you think about that we just say in maybe not everyday use, but I never stop and think.
That from?
You know, like you were just looking to beat you to the punch.
Yeah.
And I thought it was something about punchable, but there's things we just say and you've heard the phrase over years. You know it's part of the language and everything, but you never actually think, where's the genesis of this? Like, why do we actually say this stuff, like dropping dimes and all this stuff?
And then there's got to be one where you hear the story or the origin and you just like that story a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go with that one.
Yeah. I think this might have started years ago with possibly don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm trying to think of the first one I remember we actually thought, why do people say that? I've said that.
Isn't that the Trojan horse?
You looked it up. I couldn't. It was years ago. I don't remember the story. But I've said that. Hey, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. And if someone says, why'd you say that? I don't know. It's just what someone taught me at some point. The phrase is, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I don't know where this stuff comes from.
Practice of evaluating the age of a horse by looking at its teeth. All right.
There
I
you
guess
go.
It's not to do with the Trojan horse.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay. Well, anyway. But yeah. So that was a fun little exercise. Thank you.
Anyway. Yeah. My Twitter is taken over. The text line's taken over by all this stuff. All because we were talking about who?
Hey, we're just trying to have some fun.
But who are we talking about even?
Kyle Rudolph.
Oh, no. We were talking about Nathan Peterman.
Oh, slinging dimes at...
Slinging dimes.
At Raiders OTAs. Yeah. The Bills had their OTA open to the media yesterday. We're going to talk about it with Sal. And we'll talk more about the Tyler Kroft injury.
I've read accounts where Josh Allen looked really good yesterday.
Was he slinging dimes?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Sal.
All right. That's coming up in a moment. You got any questions for on the Bills? And you want to talk to Sal? This means it's time to call 803-0550 or 888-550-2550. And we will get some Bills information next on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.